Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Give me a break. That's the theme for this year's events to mark Young Carers Action Day, with a focus on the importance of rest and respite for young family carers. It's also prompted a new awareness campaign to recognise and support over 15,000 students trying to balance their studies with the responsibility of looking after a loved one at home. John Cook has been to the University of Limerick to find out more.
Full of pints, full of cheer, full of chats. Good time.
Conor Curran from Waterford says he's enjoying student life at the University of Limerick as he works towards his future career ambitions.
I hope to end up in teaching, hopefully somewhere. The plan is to come back and get maths as well. I know there's a shortage around, so why not physics, maths and chemistry?
The 20-year-old second-year student is also a young carer.
I am, yes. I am a young carer for my brother. My brother's Daniel. He turns 18 in a week. He has 22q11 deletion syndrome, which leads to a whole list of different things. Muscle atrophy, he's scoliosis, he's got tremors, he's peg-fed through his stomach with a Mikey button, so his meds every now and again. Sometimes he has trouble eating and drinking, so just keep an eye and make sure he doesn't choke. He gets tired very quickly, which if we're out doing any sort of trips, we usually bring a wheelchair just in case he does.
I should say as well, Daniel's doing well in school, you told me too.
Yes.
And he doesn't mind you talking about him like this.
He's more than happy to be.
You're very close as brothers, as brothers often are. But the role of being a young carer, because you're supporting your mum in her role as full-time carer, how does that feel for you?
So I love that question because it's just been my everyday life. I don't know any different. I know my mother is a full-time carer, but I still do help out my other brother when my dad's out working. And then when the two of them have something, my dad's working, my mother has her own appointment, I'm left with my other two brothers. But Daniel, you keep an eye on him. Give him his meds, make sure he eats, make sure he drinks. It's just been my everyday life.
Has it affected your studies? Does it add to the pressure here in college?
In the last 2 years, he's gone through two major surgeries. And each time it is, I've lost sleep, I've lost appetite.
You're always worried about home.
Yeah, you worry about home. I'm not just worrying about Daniel. I'm worried about my mother. I'm worried about my brother and my dad because they're physically there, and I'm sitting up here far away, not able to do anything. And you worry about it. It does affect studies. I do kind of go, God, should I be in college? Should I go back home so I can be there and help out?
It's a constant worry for Connor and other young carers he knows, some of whom don't get to go to college.
And that's often the reality for most of us. Mm-hmm. I know for me, it was always a thought in the back of my head. What if something happens to my dad? What if something happens to my mom? What if I have to turn around and get a job immediately and I can't go to college? And it is still a thought. Because anything could happen at a moment and I have no control over it.
Connor's experience is part of the inspiration behind a new student carer recognition project at the University of Limerick, led by Breda Maloney, assistant professor in the School of Nursing and Midwifery, who noticed a need for this kind of support.
It can be just noticing them, you know, falling asleep in the class or being late, missing labs and lectures. And then they would come to me and usually might be at a crisis point then where they just feel that they can't continue with the programme. And that's the key message here today. It's about supporting our students and avoiding them having to drop out of a course as a result of having those caring responsibilities. Here with NUL, first of all, we're going to really just get the message out of what a student carer is, and that's someone who's caring for a family member unpaid, who has a physical illness, a mental health condition, who may have an addiction issue, or it might also be someone who's caring for other siblings in the family, or even caring for the home situation. We had a young man there last week. He's travelling long distances to care for the family farm because his parents have become incapacitated, and he's trying to drive, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day and come in and try and meet his course demands. So it's about defining the student care, and here we have that in our infographic that we have developed, and in that we have a signpost to the Student Affairs Department here in UL, and they offer financial support, guidance and counselling, and really I suppose that has always been there in UL, mm-hmm. A very strong support system. But here and now, we have recognised the student care as being part of an often disadvantaged group and often hidden as well.
With approximately 67,000 young carers in Ireland and an estimated 15,400 of them attending higher education institutions, it's hoped this new initiative at the University of Limerick will reach those hidden carers too. Elaine O'Hara is support manager for young carers with Family Carers Ireland.
They're kind of an invisible group. They're not identifying themselves. They're just saying, you know, I'm just a brother, I'm just a sister, a son or a daughter. You know, they think all families grow up with somebody who needs a bit of extra help. Mm-hmm. So they're providing that care and they're not really aware that they are young carers and that there is support out there for
it's
them.
It's just normal life, but they might need a little bit more support, as you said. You're also concerned about the young carers that aren't getting to go to college.
Absolutely. So there would be a lot of young carers that are kind of locked out of third level education because I suppose they feel they have a lot of responsibility at home. Even some Leaving Cert students who are young carers that I currently work with, you know, they'd be choosing colleges on their CAO forms that are close to home, that they know they can go home at the weekends or in the evenings if they're needed. So that it's really limiting their own options. And I suppose anybody who's in the situation where they're a full-time carer at home, if they're in receipt of carers allowance, they can't study for more than 18 and a half hours. So they're really very limited in attending further and higher education because the 18 and a half hours has to include their travel time to college and it has to include like their study time for their coursework, all of that. And there's very few full-time courses, you know, that would be less than that.
Your hope is that that might change with greater awareness about the situation that young carers and student carers are going through. When you see initiatives like this at the University of Limerick, that'll help?
Absolutely, I think so. You know, I think young carers' voices are so powerful and it's wonderful to see UL leading out on this initiative because the more awareness they have campus-wide, the more young carers can be identified. And as I mentioned, like their voices are so powerful. You know, they're a wonderful bunch of young people. They've got so much empathy and they're great problem solvers. And so I think that the more young carers that are kind of, you know, asking government to support them and asking government, you know, to make their access to college easier, that'll be really, really important.
It's nice to know that someone out there can look at me and say, I know that you're a young carer. I support you. What supports do you need? It's nice to have someone in your corner.
Will you be looking for a bit of leeway on those exams or projects now? So,
I'll take any bit of leeway I can get. I should be okay, but knowing that they're there would definitely be a bit of help.
And a very big well done to student carer Conor Curran there, ending John Cook's report from the University of Limerick.